This lecture is given on the 4th of October, 2002.
The title of this lecture is Rudiments and Starting a Session. Now, a lot of these lectures are done while I'm just driving around into a little cheap tape recorder. I'm trying to use every minute that I can to either impart knowledge to people of what we're doing, to at least pass on some of the data and information that I have about doing these different things, to pass on a little bit of the knowledge that I have. I might as well be doing something when I'm driving around, and we'll just go with that. So if some of these lectures are a little spotty or they start and stop and the sound quality might not be too good, I apologize for that, but I feel it's more important to give you the data and give you the data any way I can than it is just to set on it and basically waste time. We don't have much time. We've only got a lifetime here, and we need to get this planet clear. But anyway, this lecture is about rudiments. This is running rudiments in a session. Now, rudiments are the things that need to be there in order for the session to occur. The first thing you're going to have is an auditor and a PC. And from there, you're going to have a communication cycle. You're going to have a communication line to the PC. You're going to have some kind of a communication from the PC to his bank. And you're going to have to be able to have that PC be willing to talk to the auditor and interested in his own case. Now, there are several things that can keep that from occurring. The first thing is you check the rudiments. Now, it's expected that people know pretty much what auditing is and how to run ARC brakes, what rudiments are, and things like this before they listen to these lectures, so I'm not having to explain every single thing that goes on.
But
now, a lot of this information and stuff that I'm going to communicate to you here is basically verbal data. There's no getting around it. One of the things that we were trained, one of the things that I found in auditing a whole pile of PCs is that some of these bulletins and things that we have don't exactly communicate the full and exact truth of what's going on. Now, with the time you listen to a whole bunch of LRH lectures and you read a lot of HCOBs and you audit a bunch of PCs, then you can find the truth in this. In ARC breaks particularly, you're going to find quite a few things that aren't mentioned in the two or three bulletins that are normally used to train people on how to handle ARC breaks. So what this is just a compilation of experience. This is a hat write-up, so to speak. In ARC breaks, you'll get lots of things that... what happens, for example, whenever you assess ARCU and nothing reads at all. You check suppress, you check false, and still nothing reads. What do you do then? Well, of course, you can always go back to the CS Series 53 or something else, or else you can retrain the auditor. There's a lot of things that are happening there. But the policies are not written to cover every single possible thing that could happen. It would be impossible. I mean, already Scientology is 100 times has 100 times as much data as you really need. Not saying that data is not valuable or it's not valid. It's all valid. It's all good data. But to a very large degree, when Ron was producing these lectures and writing bulletins and so forth, there were a tremendous amount of people that didn't quite get what he said. So usually he just beats a horse to death. You know, he comes about it from about 15, 20, 30 different ways telling you what to do. Well, the main thing about this is that you have to be able to think with Scientology. There's no rote answers. This is one of the troubles with the church now, from what people tell me, is that they're going along and drilling rote application of this stuff. Well, there's no way that you can have a rote application. It just doesn't work that way. You can't make robots that are going to be able to audit. They don't know why they're auditing. Handling ERC brakes and the different things that you might use, little tricks that you can get the PC to look at different things with. None of this is standard Scientology. At least it's not something that LRH wrote exactly precisely that you do blah, blah, blah. It doesn't mean that you can't think with that technology and you can't apply some of this stuff. You'll get a lot of times a person will be ARC broken and you're trying to find some kind of a read or something and it's just not reading. But here's the person sitting there looking at you crying. Well, in a case like that, your meter packs up. What are you going to do? Well, then you audit without the meter. You know, you ask the PC, well, what do you think that was? He says, that was a break in affinity. X, no read. Okay, fine. Indicate, that was a break in affinity. And you just use the PC's data. A meter is there to help steer the PC. But if your meter is not reading properly, if you're not getting the reads and things that you expect that you're getting, you start using omnosis. You look at the PC. You indicate something and you don't see a little improvement. You say, well, was that the correct item, or do you think it was something else? Or you may have to talk to this PC for a while. And he says, yeah, that was a break in reality. And you say, okay, that was a break in reality. And he goes, yeah, I guess so. And nothing really changes there. Well, you're not going to invalidate the PC's data. Do you say, well, was that also a break in affinity? You may have to fool around a while here, and finally the PC may say, well, you know, that was a break in affinity. I never saw that. You know, we were real close, and then after that, they just didn't want to be around me. And I thought it was a break in communication, but no, it was really, what it really was a break in affinity. It broke my affinity, and that's why I got sad, and he'll grin at you, and things are fine. Well, you may find at this point that the meter is reading again. You can find anything in a case that you can find in the case. Just because the meter's not reading doesn't mean that you're not a good auditor, or you don't know how to assess lists, or anything else. For the most part, this is very true. You get an auditor that you have a charged item or a charged incident or something sitting there bugging the PC, and you do a assessment on it and nothing reads. And usually this is just bad TRs. You have a bad auditing comm cycle or something like this, and the PC is just not getting it. You're not impinging on the bank. It's not reading. And in these cases, you just go back and retrain the guy on the meter or find out what he misunderstood, or you redo his TRs to where he can actually intend that something happened, and it does happen, and he gets his communication across to the PC and so forth. So even though all of this information that I'm giving you is verbal data, there are a great many LRH HCOBs and tapes and things that will back up what I'm saying. So I'm just trying to save you a little bit of time, that if you know what you're looking for and what you're doing, then you're going to have much greater success with PCs than just being able to read one or two bulletins and it didn't go exactly like that bulletin said it was or was supposed to, and now you're stuck and you don't know what to do. So this is just some advice. This is advice given from an auditor that has cleared a lot of people. It's run grades on a lot of people, pushed a lot of people up the OT levels. I know what I'm doing. I know how to apply Scientology. I know what the mind is. I know what the spirit is. I know a tremendous amount of things. And this was all because that I studied all of Scientology, because I've listened to most of the tapes. Not all of them. One of these days I'll get around to listening to all of them. You listen to a tape 1 year and it tells you a whole lot of things, and a couple years later you come along, you listen to that tape again, and it's like you never even heard it before. There's all kinds of stuff in there. So, first of all, you have to duplicate the entire technology. Once you duplicate and understand the entire technology, you can do a great number of things with this technology. In the early days, you pretty much had to roll your own bridge. There's quite a few bulletins that told you how to invent processes, how to
design confessional forms and so forth. Well, when you're handling rudiments, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get the PC into session. Now, just because somebody said that do it this way or the other thing, and LRH didn't say it that doesn't give that data, it doesn't invalidate that data. You'll find in the upper OT levels, quite a few people have contributed to this technology. There's two or three little lines that Ron says in a tremendous number of places through the lectures and so forth. Well, I found that blah, blah, blah produces something or other, and this is a line open for further research, and then he goes on about it and never gets back to it until he died. He never did get back to it. One little example is Robert Ducarme. He's got this R3XD, Routine 3, which is running Dianetics, or Ingram running, and he called it expanded, so he's running Dianetics basically with a viewpoint of the dynamics. You know, instead of just the flows and running each flow out, you're getting Ingram, well, you look at it from your viewpoint, from the second dynamic viewpoint, from the third dynamic viewpoint, and fourth dynamic viewpoint. Well, he swears by this. You know, it produces case gain on people. But in actual fact, if you just go through and you run Dianetics completely and you have the guy go over the incident with all the perceptions and everything, just like the old man said, you will recover all of this. He's not particularly developed anything new or anything more workable than just regular old Dianetics. People in Keeping Scientology Working, he talks about that what people can be counted on to squirrel whenever they apply what they think is a technology and they can't get results, then they're going to go ahead and squirrel. And sometimes they get results, sometimes they don't. It's unfortunate that sometimes they do get results, because then this tends to give them the idea that there's something wrong with the technology or they know best or whatever. But in the majority of cases I've ever found, this new technique that they came up with is just something that LRH had already said in the first place. They didn't understand it, so they went off and they did this and that and the other thing, and they found something that worked, and they, oh, well, I made a new discovery. Well, perhaps they did, but in most cases they didn't. All they're really doing is just applying some Scientology that was already there. So all this business about verbal data and so forth is all well and good whenever you're sitting there with a big pile of bulletins and good dictionaries and everything else and tapes, and you have plenty of information to study. But we don't seem to be in that particular situation at this time. We have all of the materials. There's nothing in the copyright or trademark laws that keeps us from buying, selling, using, or anything else, these materials. The only thing we can't do is copy them and distribute them. But we can sell used books and tapes and so forth. That's a minor problem that is going to get worked out sooner or later somewhere along the road. But what this tape is about is rudiments, and I'm trying to give you a little bit of data and experience on this. Now, we went over ARC breaks already. We've kind of delved into the fact that you can read on many different things. One of the things that you're going to realize is that these ARC breaks, when you're reading and you're getting several different reads, all of these reads are not the PCs. They are not the PCs. If you take a look at Nature of a Being and so forth, you're going to find that a PC is a very complex animal. It's not just him. He's got other beings there. He has goals, problem masses. He has pictures. He has the whole genetic line. You have the genetic entity that is running the body. You have quite a number of factors that enter into this composite being. Now, when you start running ARC breaks, you're getting different reads on things. One of the first things you should realize is that these are not all coming from the PC. They're from other places. And according to the axioms and different tenets of Scientology and laws and rules, you find out who exactly has this charge, and you handle that charge for that particular being. You indicate exactly the source of that charge to who the source or who the charge belongs to, and it'll resolve. So whenever you're flying ARC brakes, this is one of the things that you want to be aware of. It's true, maybe the PC has a brake in affinity, and he's also reading on the buttons. Maybe he's got a read on curious and enforced and refused. And again, the same thing applies here. When you start learning to read a meter well, you can tell what the PC's reads and what's something else. The PC is going to have his own unique signature characteristics to the meter movement, the needle movement. You can tell that it's a PC. So he says, it was curious about reality, and you have this large surging sort of read here that you recognize as that PC's. And then on the refused, maybe you've got a little tiny squiggly theta bop looking thing that you also recognize as not the PC's.